Now, if you're driving down 91, just get south of downtown, and you look to the west, to your right.
Then you'll see beautiful Dillon Stadium.
Absolutely.
But it turns out that some of the financing for it may have been a little askew. And to bring that, talk about that from his story in the Sunday Current. It's the Current's fine sports editor, Dan Breschlin. Dan, Joe D, and Ray, good morning.
Hey,
how are you?
How are you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Thanks for being with us. So over $4 million improperly spent on Dillon Stadium. In your research for the story, was this kind of like something that took everybody by surprise, or was it just because things have seemed a little askew from the beginning, people are looking for red flags?
I think it was more people looking for red flags. Basically, what happened was that the state auditors released their audit of the Capital Region Development Authority, the CRDA, on Friday, and what it said was that the CRDA had improperly spent just over $4 million. It sounds maybe worse than what that really
right,
is.
Right.
They basically spent that money before all the approvals and all the signatures were in place.
Wow. Attendance has been good. It's about a $14 million project, isn't it? Something like that?
Yeah, it's right around $14 million, and it was supposed to be a little less than that, but as you tend to see, expenditures right. are a little bit higher than what they initially expected.
Usually are, almost always.
No question. Now, the money that was spent, I mean, it's not like this can be funded back, right? I mean, this is something that people are going to look at the CRDA and say, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah, I think it's probably more of that, what you're just saying. The process was that the State Bond Commission was releasing money to the CRDA
right.
to go and spend. And rather than wait until all the signatures were in place between the team and the city, which didn't happen until the end of February of this year, they've been spending that money for the last 8 months or so, I want to say.
Oh, really?
If the team had pulled out at some point, you would have been on the hook for building the stadium still, then trying to figure out a way to fill it. Everyone felt pretty comfortable about this, I should say. You know, the mayor was actively involved, it seems like. Under the Molloy administration, his secretary of OPM was involved in this, and the Hartford City Council members were involved. Everyone was aware
right.
that where this all stood. It was just the fact that all it took was one thing to go wrong. Hartford Athletic pulls out, and then suddenly you're left with a nice new stadium, but no team.
Yeah, nobody to go win.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Bob Kraft on a very minor basis 22
yeah.
years later.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, exactly.
And the thing is, I mean, I also read, I'm not sure if this was your story or not, forgive me, but that each week before they play there, because the place still
yes.
isn't anywhere close to being done, they've got to get a certificate of occupancy for the city. That seems like,
wow.
You know, I mean, it seems to me, Dan, that and look, we love the Athletic. We think it's great for the city, but it seems to me like they rush things a little bit too much.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be the first time that they
rush something
when it comes to building a stadium in the city of Hartford. And you know what? I honestly, I won't say I caught flack on Twitter for writing the story, but people were saying, well, you know, the stadium's great and, you know, there's a team that's in there, so why are we complaining? And it's more of keeping an eye on everything that's
right,
going on.
Of course.
And calling them when it does happen. Now, what you just said, the team's drawing seems to be doing pretty well. But the stadium's not finished. I mean, and when they opened, it wasn't really close to being finished. I mean, there was bathrooms
right.
that didn't function.
Right.
There's all sorts of areas that are just dirt and you know, there's nothing Ugh. Growing there. There's no grass or anything. There was no electricity, so you couldn't get up the elevator to the press box, and there was no air conditioning in the press box.
Wow.
So we had some sweaty reporters the first couple
Did
days.
Did McFarland survive that?
Barely. Mike
well,
Anthony
no, Mike Anthony's a little soft. He probably sat outside.
He was the first one, I think, to mention that it was a little hot out, but or in there rather. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's just it would have been nice to open the stadium and have everything finalized, completed, and it just right. wasn't. So you know, it's another time in the city where things yeah. don't quite go according to plan, yeah. according to schedule.
And there's some talk that there may be a couple of college teams that will use it this year because their facilities are being built.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm breaking news or not, but yeah, the plan is to put the
UConn men and women there.
Yeah, put the UConn men and women there for right. At least for this fall.
Right.
And we'll see how it goes. I imagine things will be done at UConn by next season. But, you know, like I said, it is a nice stadium.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
By this fall, I see no issue at all in terms of everything will be in there together. The lights should be able to be turned on.
Yes, that'd be nice.
So that'd be good. So it'll be nice to see a team in there all fall, too.
All right. Well, Dan, thanks for the insight.
Thanks
we appreciate
on.
It. Thanks for getting up early in the morning to join us here. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Thanks. That's Dan Breschlin from The Current. So, yeah, so that will be that will be fun with UConn there this fall because they're building the new soccer stadium. It's not. There's nothing official yet, but all indications that I've gotten point toward the fact that they're gonna play there.
Joe, does UConn then pay the Hartford Athletic?
No. That's not the Hartford Athletic Stadium. That's the Dillon
Stadium.
That's what
stadium. I mean. Yeah. So in other words, they got to pay
that's
the stadium.
The city of Hartford.
Right.
Yeah. Probably CRDA.
Okay.
Although they might. I mean, there's a bunch of ways to work agreements.